Passage 3. If you're studying a foreign language, you'll know that learning vocabulary can often be a painstaking process. After all, there are thousands upon thousands of words, expressions, and idioms to learn. But sometimes, new words appear that can confuse even native speakers. Each year, a new set of words and expression is added to the dictionary, reflecting the changing tastes and habits of a nation. Members of the public were invited to submit new words and phrases to the Collins Online Dictionary, around 80 of which were chosen to appear in the new edition. They range from slang or colloquial terms to words describing food, technology, or scientific ideas. For example, if you're happy about a situation, perhaps you might be made up. If not, you may end up telling someone to jog on or go away. Some of the words added may be a little more familiar. Facebook is one of the world's biggest social media websites, so it's not surprising that it has made it into the dictionary. Similarly, terms such as SMS and Twitterer reflect the ever-advancing technological age in which we live. Maybe you know a bridezilla, a play on words to describe a woman whose behavior in planning her wedding is intolerable. If you're health conscious, you might be filling your supermarket pushcart with superfoods. Sometimes, learning a language can be tough and, with new words being added all the time, don't panic if you find that you've forgotten the name of something. Now, you can safely call it an Ujima flip instead.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What makes learning a foreign language difficult? Question 24. How does the Collins Online Dictionary collect new words? Question 25. What does superfoods probably mean?